News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Sláinte care reforms being introduced into the health system are playing a major role in pushing up health insurance. It's the front of the Indo this morning. Experts saying one of the unintended consequences of sláinte care is that costs are increasing for health insurance customers. Your thoughts, Ciara?
I think this was always going to happen, even though it was never discussed when we first talked about sláinte care. All we ever heard about sláinte care was this one-tier system. But it was always envisaged people would stay, some of them, within the private healthcare system, but that they would have, we would have a single sort of waiting list. But what that meant for everybody in the private healthcare system was, one, they would have longer waiting times, and two, they would pay more money. Now, what doesn't make sense to me, because people will act in their own interests, is why people will stay within the private system if they're getting nothing extra. So why would you pay for something you're entitled to for free when your waiting times are now longer, your insurance premiums are now more expensive, and there is no advantage to doing so? And that, I think, is where we're going to be moving towards. And that is not at all what the government actually wanted, because you have to bear in mind that those who actually, I know we always hear that public subsidises private, but you have to bear in mind that those who have private healthcare pay thousands and thousands and thousands as a collective population into our health service in general over the course of the year. So this is all going on in the background. And the bottom line is this, is in our heads, ideologically, we are moving towards an NHS model because we think that's the best thing going. The only thing that the NHS has going for it is that it is free at the point of access. That's it. It is one tier. It is free at the point of access. But that is it. Because in terms of outcomes, which is how we actually measure health services, the NHS is crap. The NHS has rationed healthcare. It has we have access here to more drugs and procedures than they
there's an exodus of doctors from the north.
And it is also incredibly expensive to run. And I would say to you now, go and put money down in Paddy Power, because I'm telling you, this is a sure thing. In 10 years time, the NHS won't exist in the form that it exists now. It's unaffordable, and it delivers less than first world standards of care. And that's the bottom line. And we are moving towards it in an ideologically driven way, towards something that's going to be obsolete, because it's not going to work, because that's health service delivery is not what it was when Bevan brought this in.
But then do we not move towards sláinte care? Do we not try
that
and bring in
a... That is an ecumenical...
A two-tier... Because it's a very... I know the point you're making. There's always consequences.
There is. And the two-tier system is unpalatable to many people. But why will people continue to pay health insurance, which is what they want, because that does subsidise, that puts more money in the pot. Why would people continue if there is no advantage? If it's dearer than it was and slower than it was?
Can we then move to... is it possible to move to a system where there is no two-tier and that the people just are in the public health service? Would that be such a bad thing?
Well, that's the NHS. Well, the rest of Europe, the people do pay into their health services too. It's different. Anyway, look,
there are other factors.
This was always going to be happening, because this is the result of our policies.
Yeah,
that's what
there
this
are
is.
Other factors in the price going up, though, like their age, demographic profile, medical inflation. It just seems to be defy all economic
logic. They're happening.
Hospital fees
in a background way, Shane.
New treatments.
Anyway, medicine is becoming more interventionist and more high-tech, and our population is changing.
But Ciara, here's the question. Did we want a system to continue whereby we treated people on their ability to pay rather than their medical needs?
All right, well, I will come back to that with this. We have had heretofore a system that was better than the NHS for both public and private patients in terms of how quickly they could access healthcare and in terms
okay,
of how...
But your argument, respectfully, can I put it to you?
Yeah, you can.
Don't let good be the enemy of okay.
Yeah, we actually have a better health service than the NHS, but we want the NHS.
Or sort of the other way around.
That's basically it.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm open on this one. Let us know what you think. Let us know your own experiences. Obviously, look, there's no question the costs are going up. What do you think is driving it? 087-1400-106.
And for more on this, these sláinte care reforms that have been introduced playing a role in pushing up the cost of health insurance, we're joined now by Dermot Good from Health Insurance Ireland. Dermot, I know you heard some of what we were saying there. Your take on why we are seeing, it isn't as simple as the sláinte care initiatives. Shane is quite right about the demographics and indeed the cost of delivery of healthcare has changed. But your take on what we're seeing unfolding.
Yeah, no, good morning, Ciara. Look, it's a really interesting one. And we've seen over the last 3 to 4 years, we've seen a definite shift away from the public system. So when we're talking to customers and patients and they're talking about their experiences, it's nearly like, I have to say, the consumers now is so much better educated, and they know if they have private health cover, they know if they want to get in quickly, and even though wait times have increased right across the board, but if they want access, even access to routine diagnostics, they know that to get that urgent MRI, excuse me, or urgent colonoscopy, they know that they'll get it much more quickly in the private system. But then the other factors that are really, you know, to the fore is they want to choose which hospital, they want to choose which consultant, they want to choose the accommodation. And a lot of people now want to be able to choose when they get it done between, you know, family life and work life and so on.
Evenings and weekends, etc.
Exactly. And people with private health cover, like the private system, and I'm not here to defend them or whatever, but I've seen the private system. I mean, the way they manage patient care now, like, they are so much more efficient. I mean, you can get an MRI done at 11 o'clock at night, midday, even at weekends. You know, you can get in really quickly for any diagnostics now. So they're also turning patients around so much more quickly. I mean, I think somebody gave me a statistic there 3 or 4 years ago, a hip replacement, you're in for 5 days. Now, sometimes you're out the next day, and they cost €15,000 per procedure. So they're probably doing 3 hip replacements in the same time that they were doing 1 a few years ago. So the health insurance companies for the last 3 to 4 years are repeatedly telling us that the volume of claims coming through the private system and also the cost of those claims have just rocketed. And they really seem to be struggling to, I suppose, get a grip on those costs. And also, Ciara, now we see, if you look around the country, the private hospitals are adding on extra capacity. I mean, the Beacon Hospital is going to pretty much double in size. We see there's a new Bonds Hospital in Limerick, and they're all expanding their facilities because there's a huge demand. They're still increasing numbers, believe it or not, even though the rate of growth has slowed down. But the numbers taking out private health insurance are still growing. And I think that's because, you know, people know, whether it's Sláintecare or whatever it is, people know, like, it's well publicized exactly what kind of experience you may get, despite the best efforts of everybody working in the public system. Yeah. So there's a lot going on there. But I think right now, we have to expect more of the same in terms of double digit price increases. I mean, I was looking at the rate of medical inflation. I think Shane mentioned it earlier. I mean, in Ireland, depending on who you speak to, it's anything from 6 to 8%. But across Europe, it's up as high as 12%. So it's no surprise that claims costs are going to be rising by anything from 10 to 15%.
And I fully agree with you, and I fully agree with you about the efficiency as well. But my supposed point, Dermot, is the interventionist nature of medicine has changed. So back in the day when Bevan brought in the NHS, if someone had a heart attack, they were stuck in a bed, they were observed by nurses, and then they either survived or they didn't, based on largely good luck. Do you know what I mean? Whereas now, the level of high-tech intervention and cath labs and all this kind of stuff is off the charts. So the NHS model is broken because it's unaffordable, is the truth of the matter. And we are moving inexorably towards it. I know what you're saying about efficiency and more people currently wanting health insurance and those choices. But what I have seen in the course of my medical career, now into media career, is that things like MRIs, you used to be able to get them within 2 or 3 days in the private system. Now you might have to wait 3 months for an MRI, even in the private system. Things are changed. So the time within the private system to access things has slowed down, at the same time as less things are being covered, at the same time as things are getting more expensive. At some point, I think there will be a tipping point where people go, what's the point? And why would I bother paying for it? And that's when we're in really dangerous territory in terms of funding our health service model. What do you think of all of that I've just said?
I mean, you're absolutely right in terms of the direction this is going. I think the elephant in the room in terms of the public and private interdependency, the elephant in the room that Sláintecare doesn't really tackle is the waiting lists. So if we didn't have the waiting list right now, there's probably, depending on, once again, which statistic you look at, there's 700,000 to 800,000 people on some type of public hospital waiting list. If we didn't have that waiting list, or those waiting lists, there are, look, a lot of people who would give up their private health insurance and would rely on that public system. But right now, those waiting lists are there. And despite the best efforts, there have been some improvements. So I think 50% of all people who take out private medical cover, it's because they want to avoid those waiting lists. So, I mean, that's the elephant in the room.
You're exactly right, Dermot, but when it's one waiting list, that argument starts to fail, doesn't it?
Oh, no, absolutely. And I'll put it like this. Look, I mean, and I watch both systems, and I look at the private system right now. And obviously, look, that's what I'm immersed in. But you're right about access to diagnostics. So now we have the private system investing in these Swift Care and 360. I see Leia open up their own quick care clinics, and there's going to be more of those clinics. Yeah. And maybe in time you could even have private health insurers here running their own hospitals because of that demand for access, quick access. And you're right. Like, I mean, there was a time I could get an MRI done in 3 or 4 days. It has got longer. But I think even at the moment, though, Ciara, if it's longer in the private system, it's going to be much longer.
No, I accept that. Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is Dermot Good there from Health Insurance Ireland. Let us know what you think about this. No one who has private health insurance will not have noticed the price hikes. They are significant, but let us know what you think. 087-1400-106.
Good to get the verdict of the oracle on health insurance. Absolutely.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.